Yo, it's 11:40. I'm getting up. Well, I just got up, and Jacqueline was working on something important, so I decided to come in. I woke up and got out of bed and came into the bathroom, because that's the only room in the apartment. I didn't want to bother. Well, there's a shape to it. It's not like just like a square room, but it's the only door that can be closed inside, besides the closet. Why am I explaining my apartment to you? You understand that it's small. I've said it a number of times. Well, this could be the first time you're listening, and it's very important that you know I have a small apartment. I didn't do a show yesterday. I had said Friday I'll be back Monday, but then I realized on Monday, hey, it's a holiday. It's Memorial Day. And here's the thing, if you're off, I'm off. Unless you have one of those jobs where you're not off. Like if you work, when I worked in a supermarket, we didn't get off for Memorial Day. We only closed on Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter. Easter always surprised me. I don't feel like that's a big enough holiday for a store to close, a supermarket to be closed because it's Easter? Calm down. Oh, but they say Easter is the holiest day of. That would be when I was in Catholic school. They'd be like, "What's the biggest holiday of the year?" You'd be like, "Christmas, asshole. It's Christmas. Presents, Christmas specials on television. All the Christmas themed shit." Like, no, it's Easter. Like, Easter is a fucking shitty Christmas. You get like some candy, you look for eggs. Not nearly as good. Maybe there's an Easter special of some kind. Maybe there's an Easter related cartoon, but guess what? Ain't no Jesus in that cartoon. Well, there's no Jesus in the Christmas. Except for that Charlie Brown Christmas when at the end. And I was raised, I'm like a little kid, so I believe in the church and all that stuff, right? And at the end, when they get all kind of fucking Christy, at the end of the, I got uncomfortable. I'm like, yeah, why are they talking about Jesus? That's not what Christmas is about, man. They're like, oh, that's not what. That's like Memorial Day. The thing that, the person who always bothers me on Memorial Day is the person that has to post, it's not all about barbecues. We all know that. You're not the smart one, and we're the dumb ones. We all know that. We always don't feel the need to sanctimoniously point out it's not all about barbecues. So maybe it's not all about you. Huh? That's the thing I learned in AA. They say when you point a finger at someone, there's three more pointed back at you. And when I first heard that, I thought it was very profound. And I tried to say that to someone, like, what do you mean? They're not really pointed at me. I mean, I understand, it doesn't make any sense. It's like they're kind of turned into my hand, but I mean, they're not pointed at anything. I say, oh, yeah, you're right. And it's kind of not every time you think somebody else is to blame doesn't mean it's you as well. But yeah, I didn't record a podcast yesterday. Sorry. But nobody listens to podcasts on Memorial Day. You're traveling home from the beach. I guess that's a good time to listen to a podcast. Well, let's look at the news. Let's put yesterday behind us. Sorry if you lost trust in me because I said I was going to be there and I wasn't. But I do that. I'm not to be trusted in that way. You can trust me, sort of. I'm not going to like. I wouldn't steal from you. But I would say I'll be there and not show up. That. Not like consistently, but it could happen for sure. I'm not reliable. No, I don't think that's accurate. It's not that I'm not reliable. I just don't. No, I'm reliable. I show up. I show up, but not for podcasts like that yesterday. So you figure out what that means for you before you put your trust in me, which you don't really have to do. You don't have to trust me for anything. You just can listen to this podcast. Well, that's a bad story. I ain't going to tell that one. And this one's sad, too. That's real. No. Oh, God. Just really. What? Okay, this isn't good, but I have to read it out loud. IHOP manager, International House of Pancakes, of course, put on leave after refusing to serve armless 3-year-old because he eats with his feet. I think you should, you're a manager, and that's how you deal with people. You gotta get taken out of the customer service game. Put him in IHOP corporate, and maybe he can stay on top of the various pancake analytics or some such thing. You know, but definitely should not be out there talking to the people. Jesus Christ, what was it? Arkansas. See, he eats with his. That guy's a dummy. We have to. Oh, I don't know if it's a guy. It doesn't say here. I just went ahead and assumed it. But could be a woman. Sorry. 94-year-old World War II veteran gets his high school diploma 74 years after dropping out to serve. That's nice. But wouldn't you really want to go there? If I had got that far without the high school diploma, I'd want to just take it the whole way. Because then I would be proud of not having a diploma. But that's me. I'm an idiot. But I guess if I was 94, why would I not go back to high school? You'd probably be a very popular high school student as an old man. You know, it's like, who doesn't love that guy? I'd be buying all the kids beer. What are they going to do? I'm 94. I'm going to have the most killer graduation party out of all these people. I can get all sorts of shit at that age. 94? And get all sorts of prescription meds. I mean, load up the house with liquor and cigarettes, and then you can get all sorts of cool drugs. That's when I already got my high school diploma, though. I'd have to when I get to 94, I'm gonna fake not having a high school diploma and say, "Oh, I have to go back to school." Then I'm gonna finally be the coolest motherfucker in high school. What a plan. Thank you, World War II veteran, for this great idea, and congratulations on your diploma. Could have just got a GED, but that's not the same. It isn't. Like, hey, did you graduate high school? I got a GED. Oh. So no, then. I don't count it. It doesn't count with me when I'm hiring. When I go to ZipRecruiter, everybody start a business and start hiring people, and then join ZipRecruiter and use the promo code Overslept. All right, they're not really. I can't get you a discount on ZipRecruiter. I'm sorry. Just type in any other podcast name, and you'll get a discount on ZipRecruiter. It's the most ridiculous podcast ad there is. They're really. It's. I don't. It. Who's. How many people need that? I guess I shouldn't point that out, because maybe the ZipRecruiter people are listening to this and they're like, we're going to sponsor you, but you don't believe in our product. So no. And why are we advertising on every podcast? Now all my favorite podcasts lose a sponsor. All right, ZipRecruiter's great. Go to it anyway. Even if you're not going to hire anybody, even if you're not in a position to hire people, as most people are not, go to ZipRecruiter. Make up a pretend company and see if conduct some interviews with people. Wouldn't that be fun? Interview people, even though you don't have a company. Rent some office space for like a day. You can get like a, you know, a WeWork or some shit. I don't know. And then just have people come in with their resumes, nervous, wanting to get a job, and just have them prove themselves to you, and then you don't have to hire anybody. So ZipRecruiter is good for that. Just interviewing people for no reason. That sounds like something I could get into big time. Sorry, I said big time. After I said it, I'm like, why am I saying it? Ugh. But I do feel like I could get into that. I think it'd be a lot of fun. All right, one more story and then we'll get out of here. Prosperity preacher Jesse Duplantis seeks donations for $54 million private jet, says God wants him to have it. Love this guy. I don't know who he is, but I think he's great. If you can tell people straight up, God wants me to have this plane, and they're going to give you the dough, you're an ace. He's not lying to anybody. We're going to build a church because God wants me to have that plane. You saying God does? You telling me God doesn't want me to have that plane? I don't know that. I can't speak for God. This guy can, apparently. I don't think he's wrong. I don't think God doesn't want him to have that plane. Well, everybody give some money to Reverend Jesse so he can get that plane, all right? Spend some money on ZipRecruiter, give some money for that plane, and we can all make this happen. See you tomorrow, for real. I'll be here. I'm not lying to you. I'll be here tomorrow. We love you.